Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome in to a Hump Day Wednesday on the Midday Show. It's Abe Gordon coming to you live, not from the Kia Studios.
Hump Day.
Hump Day, that's right. I am here at Twin Peaks in Augusta, right there, less than 2 miles from the course here in the Augusta Exchange Shopping Center. Make sure, if you're coming by and making your way towards the golf course, if you're looking for some great food, cold beer, all that stuff, come hang out for a little bit because they're ready for you. And we were talking, and they are set for the crowds, and they've got the outdoor tent if needed. It's a huge Twin Peaks, by the way, and no disrespect to our normal locales there at Twin Peaks Buckhead and Twin Peaks up in Kennesaw, but this is a massive, massive building, and they are ready for you, and Augusta is ready for you in general, man. I was driving up. And it was pretty quiet on the drive, and then about 20 miles or so outside of Augusta, you start to see a little inkling of the billboards, and you got all that stuff. And then, obviously, as you get closer, you start to see brake lights as well, and that's going to be part of it. I mean, you could definitely expect some traffic today and really all week as you ride through to Augusta. But again, welcome into the Midday Show. If you are hearing me for the first time, no need to adjust your radio or your smart speaker. It's Abe Gordon filling in, just filling in for Andy and Randy this week. The gentlemen are enjoying, hopefully enjoying, their children's spring break. So everything's going to be back to normal next week with the Midday Show. I know I'm on here at 10 a.m. today. It's going to be back to 11 next week, and I'm going to be back on the producer mic, probably getting blamed for stuff, but that is not the case today. So we are excited for the Masters. It's just such a major event, and we've talked about it a little bit. We're going to talk about the Masters over the course of today's show, but also Thursday and Friday. I'll be back in studio. Bo Morgan's going to be joining me again then, and certainly Masters will be of heavy focus. But we're going to kick things off with the Masters today at 11:40. My good friend Dennis Paulson, PGA Tour and analyst, insider, former pro golfer, once held the round one lead here at the Masters, believe it or not. He's going to join me at 11:40, kind of get us a set for what should be a lovely tournament. And it's just being in Atlanta, growing up in Atlanta, and it's so difficult to comprehend maybe from people who moved to Atlanta at a different part of their life. But it's in Augusta. It's not Atlanta. But the same way we treat Athens and what UGA Sports is doing as an Atlanta thing, Atlanta adjacent. And, again, I took the drive. It's definitely not Atlanta. Trust me. It took me a while to get going and really feel like I was in Augusta. By the way, once you start heading east on I-20, there's nothing. I did not realize that there's nothing between maybe 20 miles outside of Atlanta on I-20 and 10 miles from Augusta. It's just no man's land. It's kind of like the scenes of scary movies where the car broke down and it's starting to get dark, something like that. But the Masters, as much as it is obviously a major, and again, I'm not trying to disrespect the Tour Championship and everything, all the history that goes down at Eastlake, but the Masters is Atlanta's golf tournament as much as it is anything else, and it always is so significant and so important, and in no city besides Atlanta is getting a pass to the Masters, a ticket, winning that lottery, a bigger deal. It's just the biggest deal on earth, and obviously Andy Bunker had a little bit of that experience on Monday. I can't wait for him to get back next Monday and hear what he took in at Augusta. Obviously had to deal with the weather, and it probably limited a little bit of his enjoyment, but all the same. You see the Masters gear all year long. And we're really getting out to golf season now. And it's kind of always golf season. People deal with the cold a little bit in Atlanta. But, man, oh, man. You're going to see those polos, and you're going to see those hats, and you're going to see everything that Augusta National's gift shop. It's almost more – you can't really call it a pro shop. No one's going there to get their clubs measured, and it's you're just going there to buy the logo. And I wish I could myself, and we talked about it, and feel however you want to feel about it. It's an experience, and it's something that I would feel like a fraud if I were wearing Masters logoed gear, pretending like I got it at Augusta National. That's just me. I don't have any other problem with anyone else doing whatever they want to wear. That's on you. But that's how I feel about it. But again, I'm here at Twin Peaks Augusta, and Dukes and Bell are going to be here as well, right off of Robert C. Daniel Parkway. Again, less than 2 miles from the main entrance to Augusta National, but also right off the highway. I can see the highway from here. It's right off the highway. It's easy to pop off the highway and get here. And Duke Sabella going to be here following me. So we're here till 6 o'clock, 92.9 The Game, hitting the road from Atlanta to Augusta. Also hitting the road last night were the Philadelphia Phillies. They made their way to Truist Park. And the Atlanta Braves, who have obviously gotten off to one of the roughest starts in recent memory for the Braves. I'm sure some other bum teams have had some tough starts. But for good teams like the Atlanta Braves, not an ideal start to the season. And I think if you look at it, a couple of different aspects, you just expect it to even out over time. And last night was a great example of that, right? I mean, your ace doesn't really have his great stuff. One of your aces, and we've already talked about this, and I know – Bo Johnson probably back in studio is like, I told you Swelly was the ace, not Sale. Why? But we can have multiple aces. It's okay. A video game can be a simulator, vice versa. We can have more than one ace. But Chris Sale didn't have his best stuff yesterday. But the good news is the Braves offense kind of picked up the load a little bit for him. And they eventually got to Zach Wheeler, who is one of the Phillies' aces. And so Chris Sale, and we'll talk about it over the course of the day, a little bit concerning now, another rough go. 4 2/3, 9 hits, 5 earned runs. Just a mammoth home run to Kyle Schwarber. And look, Sale right now is not what he was last year at the moment. And is that concerning? I know Mark Bowman pointed out some drop in velo. Is that concerning, or is it just one of those early season blips? And it's everything that'll get straightened out. I tend to believe, and look, the big concern is once you start talking about drops in velo, a lot of people think that's a precursor to an injury. But I also think you're at the very start of the season. I think you can come across this at different parts towards the back end of a season as well. And I'm not going to call it dead arm. That's not the right term. But I just think you're still working out the kinks. And I think Chris Sale mentioned it. Hey, spring was great minus one weird start. And right now it's just not feeling right. And I just don't think we need to panic. Same way I'm not panicking about the Braves overall. I'm not going to panic about Chris Sale. This is a guy that is a veteran. If this were a younger guy having these concerns, right, Spencer Strider's velo was down, I'd be worried. with Chris Sale, I think he knows his body. I think he knows his abilities. And we're just going to give him some leash to work his way through it. But the good news, again, is that the offense picked him up yesterday, including Sean Murphy, who comes back in with two hits, four ribbies, including a three-run home run off Zach Wheeler to get the scoring started for the Atlanta Braves. How about this? Every Braves starter had at least one hit. And we'll hear some of the highlights when we get to what's trending in our next segment. A feel-good, not feel-good story, but some feel-good moments for Austin Riley, who has really struggled early this year. And the other thing that makes you pull for Austin Riley is how much it bothers him. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about. I think we've all seen players, probably not as much on Atlanta, but I think we've all seen players who seem to be unbothered by the fact that they're struggling. Ho-hum, another strikeout. Let me go back to the dugout and laugh with my teammates, pop in some more gum, and whatever. That's not Austin Riley. This start to this season, individually and as a team, has probably kept him awake, has probably forced some stress onto him. And so for him to have a couple of huge doubles and break things open for the Atlanta Braves, it really did make you feel good. And you could almost see that run scoring double late. You could almost see like a pressure release off of his shoulders, a deep breath as he was standing on second and motioning to the dugout. So some good stuff there. And hopefully they can keep that up. I mean, you got Taijuan Walker tonight, and we mentioned it yesterday. That's a real toss-up in regards to the matchup with Grant Holmes. I'm not sure either team would feel they have a strong pitching advantage. The other good news, and this is something that probably is causing some panic for our friends up at WIP, and I know Hugh Douglas was talking with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and Braves got to the bullpen of the Phillies. And on the flip side, the Braves' bullpen was outstanding last night, and you got De La Cruz, and you've got obviously Iggy at the back end as well. But Deisbel Hernandez was really the front and center man of shutting down a significant portion, 1 1/3 there against the Phillies. So that was, with the exception of Chris Sale, right? I mean, you would have loved him to get seven innings, two runs allowed. It felt like a relatively complete win, right? The offense does its job. The bullpen does its job. And you're just missing a little tick from your starting pitching. But you feel pretty close. You feel pretty close. And that was a nice win. Later in the show here, just over an hour from now at 11:20, I'm going to take some phone calls from you guys about the Atlanta Braves. I also want to hear Bo Johnson in this discussion. I kind of want to get a vibe check, right? Because we did this a little bit after the home opener, and I'm not doing it again. And so we're going to get a vibe check on what's going on with the Atlanta Braves, and I'll hear from you guys as well. Also, later in the show, Grant McCauley is going to join us. Obviously, 92.9 The Game Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. His regular 120 hit with the midday show, and I'm just glad that we don't have to sit here and – because, like, what would the talking points have been? Hey, Grant, another week's gone by, and it's the same thing we were talking about last time. And to an extent, it kind of is, but there's certainly some upticks on that based on what we saw last night. So very excited about that. Couple other guests, a little bit guest-heavy today as I'm down here at Twin Peaks in Augusta. I mentioned Dennis Paulson, PGA Tour analyst and insider, going to get us set for the Masters starting at 11:40. Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game Atlanta Hawks reporter. Oh, boy, not a great time to have a downturn in the Hawks season. We'll talk about that with Caleb. And Tyler Dragon of the USA Today, 12:20, going to talk some NFL. When we come back, though, we'll get to what's trending. A little bit more on the Braves. We'll let you hear from Sean Murphy, let you hear from Brian Snicker, but also the Hawks with a tough loss. Puts them in a bad situation in the standings. I'll detail that. Also, the update on Ronaldo Lopez. All that coming your way on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, live, Twin Peaks, Augusta. Masters Week is here. Coming back in 5 minutes on the Midday Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Murphy to left field. Sosa drifts back. Welcome back to the lineup, Sean Murphy. 3-0 Atlanta. 3-1, excuse me.
Sean Murphy with a massive home run as he rejoins the Braves, makes his season debut after a couple of rehab starts in Gwinnett. A huge hit that at the time kept the Braves in it because Chris Sale wasn't exactly shutting down the Phillies, and that three-run bomb kept it going there. He added another hit, another RBI later in the game. And one of the new features that came back with Sean Murphy is some spectacles, a new set of glasses. And he addressed the decision, or more so the necessity of putting those on his face.
I started wearing them this offseason. I had astigmatism, and I was messing around with contacts in spring, and I just weren't comfortable. So I'm wearing glasses now, and we'll see.
All right, so he can see, and he can hit. Has he just been swinging at the ball in the middle the whole time? I mean, we're frustrated with his offense a year ago and criticizing. I mean, if that was the problem the whole time, and Bo, you had remarked off air that just like seeing is not one of your important things right now, that you probably need glasses and you just haven't gone. How is that not the first thing you take care of, especially in a sport like baseball where vision, hand-eye coordination, not hand-coordinated, hand-eye coordination is so important. How that's not the first thing you do. And these players report, and they go through their physicals and everything. Every year you should have to have an eye test if you're a Major League Baseball player. If you're a franchise, how could you ever put a player out there who's not seeing as quality as possible? So interesting a swing there for Sean Murphy. But, hey, maybe that gets him to do what we brought him here to do, which is fulfill that huge not huge, but that significant contract. Now, what that means down the road for Drake Baldwin, if Sean Murphy can now see and can now hit, that's something we can ask Grant McCauley about a little bit later. But an outstanding return for Sean Murphy, and also an outstanding night for Austin Riley, not just because he had a couple of hits, but because he had them in key moments.
There is the right center field gap, and that ball finds it. Ozuna's going to come home to give Atlanta the lead. Riley delivers 6-5.
But it can be huge, you know. I mean, and you kind of hope that something like that does kind of relax him a little bit. And that's, you know, when he hit it right where he lives. I mean, that's kind of his power alley right there. It's like when he's going good, that's where he hits the ball. And you know, hopefully that's a sign of good things to come for him, because that's obviously one of the bigger at-bats we've had all year, and I'm glad he's the one who got it.
And it was huge. And a couple of interesting things. Obviously, Austin Riley does go the opposite way, hits that gap. And it was interesting because Brandon Gaudin, CJ Nitkowski talking on FanDuel Sports literally the swing before, talking about him trying to find that gap on that sort of pitch. They repeat the pitch. He didn't miss it the second time. And obviously the go-ahead run, they would tack on an insurance run later. The Braves win 7-5. And again, in just under an hour, 11:20, I want to hear from you guys out there back in Atlanta. Again, Abe Gordon here in Augusta, Twin Peaks, Augusta, getting ready for Masters Week. The Par 3 tournament already underway. I saw TGL champion, that's right, baby, Billy Horschel, already skipped on 16, right through the water, right onto the green. So the golfers already having fun, part of the Par 3 tournament today in the warm-ups. So everything is going good there. But we'll get a vibe check in just under an hour, because I'm not going to do what I did a week ago, which is overreact to one win. We did that, 10-0 at home, first win of the season. I probably overreacted. Not everything was fixed, as we now know. How do we feel about it today? That we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Certainly not everything is fixed for the Atlanta Hawks. They fell victim last night to the Magic, and the 7 seed may have slipped out of their grasp.
And the clock is down to 2 seconds, one, and the horn will sound, and that's it. So the Hawks came into Orlando for a big one tonight, and they fell flat. They end up on the short end of a 7-point game to the Orlando Magic. The Hawks now in serious trouble as far as that 7th spot is concerned. So your final score again from Orlando, the Magic 119 and the Hawks 112.
Yeah, look, Trae Young goes for 28 and 10. Onyeka Okongwu ties his career high 30 points, also had 14 boards, but Paolo Banchero went nuts, 33 and 10 for him, and it is pretty difficult at this point to get the 7 seed. I actually believe Orlando can clinch the 7 seed tonight, and they're playing a Boston team, and you might sit here and say, well, look, Orlando's the 7 seed. They're not going to beat Boston. Boston cannot get the number 1 seed. They're coming off of a back-to-back last night as well. They played and went into overtime with the New York Knicks. I don't know who Boston's going to play today. And so this might be a situation where the Magic can actually wrap up the 7 seed tonight. And if that's the case, so be it. You are focused on the 8, and you better be, because you are just one game now over the Bulls and the Heat, not just for 8, but potentially also for 9. Look, you're safely in the play-in. You're going to be 8, 9, or 10. But you'd like to be 8 and not 9 and 10. And the Bulls and Heat are right there breathing down your backs. The good news in regards to that is they play each other tonight. So one of them is going to fall off the pace a little bit. But, hey, the other one is just going to be a half game back, and we'll see what happens to you. And we'll talk about the rest of the schedules later on. But the Hawks are in some trouble, and they better turn things around. And it was one of those things, and again, I'll get into this later. For as much as I'm patient, and one of the topics I'm going to talk about is optimism. That's coming up next, optimism in regards to the Atlanta Falcons. As much as I'm just not, like, jumping for joy with where I think the Falcons are going to be, and same thing with the Braves right now. I had some concerns entering the season. We obviously still have some concerns. I buy into those darn Hawks every time they go on a run. I mean, I have got to be the most gullible Hawks fan in all of Atlanta. And I know Andy Bunker yells at me for it. Sometimes I'm right, by the way. Like, I was in on the Jalen Johnson thing. I was like, dude, and I'm not trying to out Andy Bunker. There's just a level of belief I had in regards to Jalen Johnson that he wasn't quite there. And I'm like, dude, I think this guy can be like a top 30 player in the league. And he said, top 30? I'm like, dude, yeah. Like, if he can become a little bit more consistent with his outside shot, I think the way he can handle the ball, different things. I'm like, yeah. But these guys go 8-4. And I'm like, they're back, man. They figured it out. We're ready to roll into the playoffs. You better watch out for that 17. Heck, you better watch out for that 6 seed. Well, they lost 3 straight. They lost 3 straight. They've lost 6 of 8, and it's not there, man. And it's just a bad time for the Hawks season, which has been up and down the whole time. And I'm the only moron who keeps, like, it's the upturn, but it's going to stay up this time. No, it isn't, man. No, it isn't. And maybe it turns up in the play-in round and then in the playoffs. I joined my old buddies in Cleveland this morning, and they say, hey, if the matchup is Cavs and Hawks, is there a reason to believe that the Hawks can extend this series? I'm like, yeah, why not? We've had some success against Cleveland before, and this is a team that just, and Mike Conley has mentioned it, he mentioned it this week, they're up to their competition and quite obviously down to their competition as well. So hopefully they can find it again, because if you win, what do we say was they went 8-4? If you're going 8-4 into the playoffs, that's 2 series, right? I mean, that's 2 series. And so we'll see how it goes. The par 3 tournament today at the Masters, and guys are already on the course, and it just feels good to be entering Masters Week, Masters Weekend. And I want to remind you, as always, that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your source of the best coverage for Georgia's golf major. Join us daily for live interviews and analysis. And each night of the tournament, Westwood One wraps up all the action at 11 p.m. Masters coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is brought to you by Twin Peaks, which is where we're at right now here in Augusta. It's also brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come check out our new locations. The Masters, all week long, starting today, baby. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game I already mentioned coming up. One of my favorite golf analysts, Masters analyst, Dennis Paulson, is going to join us a little over an hour. But before we do that, in our next segment, how optimistic am I entering the Falcons season? And obviously we don't know exactly what's going to go down in the draft. But if we presume that they don't royally surprise us, they're going to take some defensive players, and hopefully that works out. But how optimistic am I, and why am I maybe slow rolling it as compared to how foolish I am with the Hawks? You'd think I learn, I just don't. That's coming up next. It's Abe Gordon filling in for the midday show with Andy and Randy live. Twin Peaks in Augusta. Duke Sabel going to be here as well, coming up starting at 2. But you got me until then on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show. It's Abe Gordon filling in today for Andy and Randy. Both the gentlemen are enjoying their spring breaks. But Andy's going to be put back to work on Friday night because you can hang out with Andy Bunker, 92.9 The Game, and Michelob Ultra for a Hawks watch party as they take on the 76ers. That one should be meaningful after last night's loss. That's Friday, April 11th at 6:30. Dudley Sports Bar and Grill in Stonecrest. They're going to be complimentary. Michelob Ultra wall supplies last. A live DJ, the Hawks dancers, and flight crew. They do such a great job of putting on a show during Hawks watch parties. You can win a gift card, enter to win a gift card, or a Hawks shop or other prizes. It's all sponsored by Michelob Ultra. You must be 21 plus, and please drink responsibly. So Friday night, the Atlanta Hawks are back at it. It's going to be part of a back-to-back because they are also getting after it tomorrow night. They're off tonight. They play Brooklyn tomorrow, Philly on Friday. They'll wrap up the season at home on Sunday. Hopefully that game means something. In about 20 minutes, we're going to welcome in 92.9 The Game Atlanta Hawks reporter Caleb Johnson. We'll talk about last night, but also the three-game finish to the season for the Hawks and if they can find a way to secure that, number eight seed. Number eight seed. And I've heard some discussion today, and I know we're going to talk with Caleb about this, and I got some Falcons talk here, but I heard some discussion earlier about the expectations for the Hawks, and is this a disappointing season? And I understand it if you look at it not knowing the details. But I think the fact that you're close to 500, the fact that you're going to be in the play-in round, with the fact that you lost your second-best player quite a while ago. It's not like you lost him for the last 13 games and it fell apart late. You lost him a long time ago, talking about Jalen Johnson. And the fact that you still had some good runs this season, the fact that you're still in play. And by the way, you couldn't have tanked. You don't have your pick. So I don't think it's as bad as maybe – look, we're all frustrated that you're having to deal with the play-in round and that you couldn't find a way to the seventh seed. Like no one's happy with that. But I also don't think the season has been as big a disaster as some people make it out to be, based on the fact that you lost your second-best player. And especially when you look around the league and look at some of the teams, and sure, mostly in the Western Conference, teams that a conference is probably a little bit more difficult. But, look, you've had good runs against the Cavs. You've had good runs against the Celtics. You've had some success against the Knicks. You won a back-to-back. I was going to say doubleheader. We'll talk baseball later with Grant McCauley. You won a back-to-back there with the Pacers a couple of weeks ago. One of those games was 92-9 the game night. Undefeated at 92-9 the game night. Should hold it 4 or 5 times a year. I don't know. I'm just not as frustrated with the Hawks. Like, obviously, I'd like to see them do well and make the playoffs interesting. But, like, I'm just more accepting of slightly, hopefully 500, but maybe below 500, considering you lost Jalen Johnson. I think you've seen Dyson Daniels take some major developmental steps, and I think you've seen Zachary Risacher take some major developmental steps. They're not done, especially Risacher. He's got a long ways to go still on a couple of different aspects I'd like to see him improve upon. But you're competitive, not contending, but competitive, while developing and trying to build around your superstar without your second best player, a guy that might have actually been trending towards being your best player in Jalen Johnson. I'm just not as bothered by it as others.
So I have a quick question.
Yeah.
How do you rate the trade that brought us George Niang?
Yeah, sure. You're talking about Terrence losing Mann, DeAndre Hunter.
Right.
It's not just one trade. It's
Bogey,
all of
the whole
all
trade,
of the deadline moves.
The combine.
Bogey. Are we worse? Are we any worse right now? Like, maybe we can look at Cleveland and they would tell you that they feel like they're in a better position or whatever. Like, I don't think that the Hawks are any worse right now. You traded a better bench for more bench. And I think on a given night, and we've seen Niang start, we've seen Terrence Mann produce, we've seen Caris LeVert produce. And by the way, not to mention, like, it's not just Jalen Johnson. For however good or bad you think Larry Nance is, he was playing some significant roles here, and he's been out for a long time too. I think you're probably in a better scenario overall because you're not relying on just DeAndre Hunter. You've got multiple pieces off the bench, and I think Caris LeVert especially has helped because you can handle the ball a little bit better when Trey is off, and Niang obviously can go off. We've seen him drop 20 or more on a given night. So I'm comfortable with where
I'd even argue that they've received more defensive production with the trade.
Yeah, potentially. Well, the thing is with DeAndre Hunter, it got to a point where you're like, all right, man, we're going to need you to play offense more than defense. And,
right.
And so the expectation on that changed. But potentially, yes, it's tough to talk about anything defensively with the Hawks if we're going to be honest with it. And like I was on with Cleveland, like I said this morning, and they're like, they're obviously rooting for their guy Mobley to win Defensive Player of the Year. And they're like, how can you defend Dyson Daniels' Defensive Player of the Year case on a team that's so bad? And it's just like, I don't want to tell you, man, like, he's doing something that hasn't happened since Michael Jordan, and that's got to count for something. I don't think one guy can make a defense, nor does one guy break a defense.
And
so he's also just being tasked with the most difficult assignment every night.
I just hate when people say that, but they had Wemby being the Defensive Player of the Year before he got injured.
Yeah, and he's just sitting there waiting to block poach blocks. And not that I don't love Wemby, but anyways. The Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are in an interesting spot for me because there's a couple things I'm unwilling to do right now that I think a lot of Falcons fans are already doing. And I have no – if they want to feel that way, feel that way. I'm just not ready to take the jump, which, again, going back to how optimistic I get every time the Hawks run three in a row, is the dumbest thing that I can possibly say. But heading into the draft, the offseason, and then obviously next season for the Falcons, how optimistic are we? I do find more fans being a little bit more optimistic than I am. Now, I will say this. There's a lot of reason for optimism, especially on one side of the ball, right? I think we just saw Bijan's best season, and I think he can still get better, which should be a scary thought for opposing defensive coordinators. I think Drake London, he's not a top five receiver in the NFL, but I think he legitimized himself as a number one. And I said this before last year. He might do it differently than Tyreek Hill and Chase and Jefferson. He's not going to beat you over the top for 68-yard touchdowns. But the guy can get double-digit catches and 100-plus yards and a touch if you get him the ball. Michael Penix seems to be a piece. And I'm going to be honest. This is where I differ from a lot of fans. I'm not jumping there yet. Seems to be a piece is as far as I can go. We've seen three games. He was good. He wasn't great. He was good. And we'll hear from Justin Simmons a little bit later in the show when we get to the NFL No Huddle. Now, Justin Simmons, one-year safety here in Atlanta, says that Michael Penix is more than just a piece. And we'll listen to his comments, and you can all judge for yourself. Right now, for me, he's just a piece. You did see a little bit of pass rush at the later stages after the bye when Raheem Morris got more involved defensively. Can that carry over? Does the fact that you've made changes at defensive coordinator really mean that much? I thought A.J. Terrell was a pretty good player. A lot of people were like, why are you giving him this contract? One, I thought last season showed why. I think he's a pretty darn good corner. And then two, I think the rash of recent cornerback signings, and we said this at the time, the intelligent ones said this at the time, yeah, A.J.'s the market now. The market's going to pass him by so much in the next cycle, and guess what? The cycle after that as well, that ultimately you're going to be 2 years into this deal and be like, man, this guy's a bargain for what he's doing. And I thought, again, great season last year. Same with Darnell Mooney. I thought he added there as well. Can Kyle Pitts ever figure it out? If you want to be optimistic about Kyle Pitts this season, do so at your own risk. He said he's going to be work 10 times harder. I don't know how to take that. I don't love the idea that he wasn't working as hard as possible. It's a saying, right? You can't give 110% the same way you can't work 10 times harder. You're giving what you can give. It's frustrating that maybe he feels he didn't give everything. But I don't think that – I think that's one way to take what he said. I don't think that's what he meant, right? I mean, working 10 times hard. All right, you want to do some midday math? But we needed to have a segment that we just call it midday math. Here's some midday math. The maximum effort that Kyle Pitts can give is 100%, right? This is undeniable. 110% is not a thing. He can give 100%. And he said that he's going to work 10 times harder. 10? 100% divided by that 10. Did Kyle Pitts just say that he gave the Atlanta Falcons 10% last year? Because, by the way, if what we saw from Kyle Pitts last year was only 10%, look out. I don't think that's how math works. But do we get anything from Kyle Pitts in what is going to be essentially a contract year for him? So those are some of the aspects. And then the other aspect of this is the NFL draft. And it seems like Arthur Blank is – I don't know if he's mandating let's see. What are the phrases that bosses use when they tell you to do something but they can't actually tell you to do something? A mandate's not the right word. Strongly suggest. Highly recommend. Encourage. I mean, these are the things that Arthur Blank is doing to Terry Fontenot in regarding draft some defense. And so we'll see if that plays out the way that it appears. I mean, I really just can't get it wrapped around my head the offensive tackle thing. I understand you can make arguments for the need. I just have a tough time believing that. So what is going to happen in the draft? And it's not just who you draft, and we're not going to freak out, but it's also how productive can they be in year one? Are there too many defensive needs for that unit to be significantly improved? Do you buy all the young guys that are coming back performing? Even some more veteran ones. I know Arnold Ebiketie isn't that veteran, but he's also not that young either. But Rook and Brandon Dorlus, Braylon Trice, and some of those guys. The coaching change, are they going to have the impact as well? And then ultimately, how comfortable are you with Michael Penix? And we'll hear again at noon, the NFL No Huddle, just how comfortable Justin Simmons is with Michael Penix, even though Simmons is not here right now. And he did also leave the door open to returning. Look, we have all been optimistic before. I have been optimistic before. Whether it's right or whether it's wrong, I'm staying pretty even-keeled about this season. I said last year the Atlanta Falcons should, without question, win the NFC South. And I still believe that if Kirk Cousins doesn't get injured, they are going to win the NFC South. But I think I'm going to slow my roll a little bit. And Penix is a big reason why. I'm not suggesting he's not the guy. I'm not suggesting he can't be the guy. I'm suggesting I just need to see a little bit more of him being that guy. And that's only going to come with time. That's only going to come with regular season snaps. Not going to prove me in training camp. You're not going to prove me in the preseason either. All right. From one team I'm a little bit flat on to one team that I think we're all just downright down on right now, it's the Atlanta Hawks. Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game Hawks reporter, going to join me on the other side. It's Abe Gordon here at Twin Peaks in Augusta. If you're coming down for the Masters, come hang out. Grab some beer, 29 degrees, grab some food. They'll be opening the doors in just about 5 minutes. Come hang out. Duke Sabel going to be here after as well. Atlanta Hawks talk with Caleb Johnson coming up next. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy and Randy on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.